Yeah, okay, roger that. I got a system. I didn't have a S on the system, so glad you pointed that out. How much power are you putting out? Go ahead.
I've got the Ocean KG1000G+, and I'm on medium right now, so this should be 20 watts.
Yeah, okay, because I'm over here in the house on the Baofeng with a Nagoya antenna, and I'm running on medium power. I'm trying to see if I could probably go to low power and still get the Detroit repeater, because on high power, I don't get very much conversation. The battery likes to, that high power sucks the battery down. I don't know what I'm doing. The radio's supposed to get 10 watts on high. I don't believe that stuff. It's advertised as 10. I'd say it's probably about 8, 9, but it's somewhere around there. It's enough to dump the battery if I get too long-winded there, Roger.
Copy that. Key inside a house. I mean, right now you're doing good. And, of course, you kick it down, you might be able to be heard, but then after a while, you know, conditions change and all of a sudden people can't hear you now. So. If your signal is good.
Yeah, Roger, I got all that. It's breaking up a little bit, but I got exactly what you said, everything. It's just in the middle it started donking. It's that repeater. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you letting me know. There was a time a while back when I had the stock antenna on this thing that came with it, and I had it in low, and I was talking on the Mount Clemens repeater on low. And everybody said it was working pretty good. But I had a sweet spot, too. I had to stay in one place, one certain spot, and I couldn't move either slightly to the right or left, or then I'd go out of the repeater. But then I got this Nagoya antenna, and it's like night and day. But, I wanted to see how I was doing through the Detroit repeater on medium and save my battery a little bit there, Roger.
Well, if that was medium right there, that was fine. Your signal right now was fine.